Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning. As we study and go through the Word of God, and I am excited. It is a word this morning, and you know, all I can say is thanking God for this word. I hope y'all are as excited as I am about the Word of God, because it is so good. It is so rich. It is so exciting to read the Word of God. And this morning, our Genesis word is, it is so good. And for those that are just joining us on Moving Forward, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am coming out of the New King James Version. And all I can say is immensely thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. Stanley for writing the commentary for this Bible. And I will, you know, as again, I'm not getting paid by Dr. Stanley, by In Touch Ministries or anybody else to give out this word. But I tell you, this is one of the best Bibles I've ever had. And I will just say, and we've read a lot of them on this blog, but I love the commentary. I love the way he's put it together. So from January 1 to December 31, you have a biblical every day. So we started in Genesis. We're still in Genesis, but we have an Old Testament word. You have a psalm, and you have a proverb, and you have a New Testament word. And right now we're in the first book of the Bible of the Old Testament, Genesis, and the first book of the New Testament, Matthew. And it has been extraordinary. That's all I'm saying. It's been extraordinary. And today's word title is coming out again out of the book of Matthew, which has just took me there. But the word that God gave me for this morning out of Matthew is this, and it is Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Therefore, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And the thing is, it says be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And, you know, when we get to that lesson, you'll know that Jesus sent his disciples out two by two. And this is a time where he told them, don't take anything. Just yourself. I've given you power over pretty much everything. He gave them power over life and death. He gave them power to heal. He gave them power to raise the dead. He gave them power to do everything. And he told them, don't take anything with you. That's some faith stuff. He said, don't take anything. That's faith. When you walk out and you don't have anything but the clothes on your back, I know. And so, and our Old Testament word, it's actually kind of sad. You know, it's when your brother or your brother just do you dirty and your mama helps, it just kind of does you in. And so that's what we're going to deal with Esau today. And we're going to deal with Jacob. And, you know, just that's all I can say is when it comes to Jacob. You can't help but love him. And everything he did, he reaped what he sowed. When he had to do them, 14 years to get his wife. So he reaps what he sows, but still he's a hot mess. So let's get into our work this morning. Father God in heaven, we are so, so excited to read your word. And we ask you, Lord God, as we do every day, to please increase as we decrease. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer, and I am so grateful to be called your daughter, to be called a child of God. And Lord God, I ask you, please remove anything from me that is not like you. Lord God, I ask forgiveness for anything I may have said in thought, word, or deed against your divine majesty, against a brother or a sister. Lord God, I ask forgiveness before I go forth in your word, asking you, Lord God, to take control, for I am just your servant. Use me, Lord, that whatever is spoken by you and not by me, remove flesh, Father God, and replace it with your spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you again for this day that you have made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it, for you are God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Jehovah. You are all things great and perfect. You are the great I am. And I am grateful to be given this assignment by you to spread your word. And I thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanking God for this opportunity to spread his word, not my word, but his word. And again, not what I do, but what God does through me. So I thank God for everything. And, you know, when I studied this word, all I could think about was how hurtful it would be to know that you are the oldest, that the birthright is yours, that the blessings are yours, and your twin takes them away. Even though you were born together, you know, he was holding on to you when he came out into the world. You already sold your birthright for a bowl of stew. And now he's going to take your blessing for a bowl of stew. Come on now. You know, I'm just calling it like it is. Them bowls of stew took a whole lot from Esau. So let's get in the word this morning. And for those that are just joining us, it's the January, and we are coming out of Genesis chapter 27 and chapter 28, verse 22. And it says this: Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son. Because remember, Esau was Isaac's favorite, and Jacob was Rebekah's favorite. Call it like it is. You should not have favorites of your children. You should not have favorites. Every child should be loved equally. And, you know, my husband and I remember when our kids were born, we made that concerted effort that our children would not be treated different, and we would not allow others to treat them differently. And because of that, my sons are each other's best friends. I cannot remember my children having, you know, how boys fight and, you know, get into it. Never have I seen that of my sons. They got each other's back through thick, through thin, through down. They have each other's back, and I love that, because I don't want my children having issues with each other. And so we raise them to know that we love them equally. And even today, I love my sons equally. And the reason being, I don't want dissension in my kids. And when you start showing favoritism over one child over the other, you cause dissension. You cause your children to hate each other. You cause your children not to like each other. You cause problems within your family. And we can't do that. You got to love your kids equally. Keep it moving. And so he calls his son. He says, My son. And he answered her, Here I am. Then he said, Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. He wanted to be blessed. He wanted to bless his son, his oldest son, before he left this world. Now, mama, I'm just going to say it. Like brother, like sister. And I'm just calling it like it is. Now, Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son. His son. They both your sons. Let's keep it going. Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food for them from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. Now, he was smart enough. He said, I will seem like a deceiver. You are a deceiver. You and your mama are about to deceive your father. Come on, I may seem like a deceiver. You are a deceiver. And he goes on to say, but his mother said to him, let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her eldest son, Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth parts of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to my father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice. So, understand that when you can't see, God gives you a whole lot of other senses. So he knew that voice was not Esau's voice, and he couldn't pretend to be Esau's voice. He said, so he told him, my hearing is real good. My sight might be bad, but my hearing is good. He said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And then he said, are you really my son Esau? And now he's going to lie. And he said, I am. So he's deceiving, lying, getting them all. Before the Ten Commandments, he was messing them up, wasn't he? He going to covet his brother's blessing, deceived his dad, and now he's sitting here telling a big old lie. Damn, he says. He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, so he was using those senses. He said, I might not be able to see you, but I can hear you and I can smell you. So he was probably feeling like, something ain't right here. So he felt the skin touch. That's one of the senses. He touched him. He felt all that hair on him. Then he said, He said, I heard him. I touched him, and now I'm going to smell him. So he came over, and he smelled him, and he smelled like Esau. He felt like Esau, but he didn't sound like Esau. And so let's keep it going. It says, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you on the dew of heaven, of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be anyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, and your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, he is not rightly named. Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted my birthright. Now understand, he did not take away his birthright. He gave away his birthright for a bowl of soup. So he can't blame Jacob for that. All Jacob did was say, okay, I give you the food, but you got to give me your birthright. So that was him. He did that one. You know, now the second one. Now, I ain't going to say that it wasn't deceitful for Jacob to even ask for Esau's birthright. But Esau gave it away for a bowl of stew. He did that. And so now he's going to try to flip the script and say he took away. He didn't take away. You gave it away, my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. Now the blessing he took away deceitfully. So it was given and it was deceitfully taken. So birthright given, blessing taken. So Jacob, like I said, Jacob was a hot little mess, and his mama didn't help him. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servant. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of the heavens from above. But your sword you shall live. By your sword you shall live. And you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. And it goes on to say, so Esau hated Jacob. Father blessed him. And Esau said to his father, the days of mourning for my father. And Esau said in his heart, he didn't say to his father, but in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. Wow. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like those who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. and charged them and said to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. So he's sending them to his uncle. Now, dad knows he's sending them away. Mama knows he's sending them away because they both know that his brother wants to kill because he's a hot mess, a deceiving little snot. I'm just calling it like it is. You know, you got to keep it real. Jacob was something else. But he was only his mama's son. I'm telling you, what she said, my son, because mama was right there in the midst of doing the deception. So let's keep it moving. Verse number 3 of chapter 28 of the book of Genesis. And it says, may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of people and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, excuse me, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. Got to get that water in. And it says, so Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take himself a wife from there, and that he blessed him and he gave him a charge, saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Paddan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. Now understand, he had married daughters of Canaan. Esau had. And it did not please his parents. So Esau went to Ishmael, and that's his uncle, and took Mahalah, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife in addition to the wives he had. So he went and got his uncle, one of his uncle's daughter, his cousin. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached the heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. What did he say? A tenth. I think that's called a tithe. And that if Jacob was given tithes way back in Genesis days, why do we think we shouldn't be given tithes now? A tenth of what we have should go to God. A tenth of what you have should go to God. right off the top, because he's giving you 90% you need to do to pay your bills, to get whatever necessities you need. And I tell you this, when you give God that tenth right off the top, first check you write in your checkbook, when you get paid, is your tithe. I'm telling you, God does some stuff. He works it out, and I mean that. Every bill gets paid. I don't know how, but it does. God provides. You just got to pay your tithes. Even Jacob, way back then, gave God a tenth of everything. So let's keep it moving. We are in our Psalms word. And it says this, Psalms chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. But before we do that, we're going to go back, and there is a life lesson in chapter 27, 41. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Jacob knew little peace in his life until he learned not to use God to get a blessing, Genesis 27 and 20, but to obey God to receive a blessing. Do you see that? Not to use God to get a blessing, but to obey God to receive a blessing. We need to obey God to receive our blessings and not think that we can negotiate with God. Well, Lord, if you give me XYZ, then I will do, you know, ABC. No, it don't work like that. We just got to obey God. We got to trust God, and we have to have that faith, that you are saved faith. You are made whole faith. You are once was blind, but now you see faith. We got to have that faith and know that we can't negotiate with God. God is in charge, and we are just his children. And we know that the devil is a lie, because he would try to come and take your voice, because he's like, I don't want them hearing that. But I'm going to speak what God gives me to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this is what the word of God says. And we're going to go into Psalms chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Bam. But establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. And I'm going to say this, that God is in charge. When we try to tell God that he don't know what he's doing, and we're going to be the one in charge, and we're going to change this, and we're going to change that, you know, God will do some stuff. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. You can't lie. You can't cheat. You can't do what you think you're going to do and get away with it and think God does not see it all. God sees it all. God knows your heart. God knows everything about you. So don't think you're getting away with anything because man can't see it. God does. And it goes on to tell us, God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. Y'all caught that too. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And I'm going to read the life lessons for Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God loves the world and sent his son to die for undeserving sinners. And we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, shall believe in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yet he remains a holy God and will certainly judge all those who reject his son. And we're going to go real quick to John 3:36. And I'm going to say this. You know, we got to keep God first because, you know, folks love to use God as a prop. You know, oh, I'm going to church. Yeah, girl, I'm going to church. You know, oh, man, yeah, I'm going to church. But when you get there, what do? Are you sitting in a pew and learning nothing? Or are you doing what you're supposed to do for God? Are you working in the kingdom? Are you just sitting, looking around, seeing what everybody got on? And for the men, how pretty the girls are. And this is what the word says. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36. We got to understand. What does it say? He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. You know, you have people that are out there, agnostics and atheists, and they don't believe in this and they don't believe in that. I believe in a higher power, but I don't believe in Jesus. He was just a prophet. He was just a myth. But the word of God tells us, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. So you got to believe in Jesus. And then it goes on to tell us, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. Wonder why folks die so young. But the wrath of God abides on him. Why folks are going through so much. Because we understand that you got to believe in Jesus. You got to learn how to call on his name. And not just in times of trouble. Just sometimes, I know I get a pep in my step and I just want to call on the name of Jesus because it just makes me feel good. Jesus. It does it. It takes away your aches and your pains. Jesus. It takes away your fear and your distress. Jesus. It makes demons flee. Hallelujah. We got to call on his name. Verse 17 of 7, life lesson. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Thing God does. He does right. There will never come a time when someone can say, Lord, I'm afraid you messed up here. If anything messed up, we messed up. God never messes up. Lord, I'm afraid you messed up here. Nah, can't say that. Even when we don't understand what he does, we can be sure that he acts in righteousness. And Sister Carolyn said yesterday in her word that we may go through the storm, not understanding that storm is opening up a space for us to walk through, and I'm paraphrasing. But when we get through stuff, God never gives you more than you can handle. He doesn't. We mess ourselves up whining and complaining. So, Lord, forgive me if I've whined and complained. Help me to be better. Help me to be appreciative of my blessings because I want to be thankful, grateful, and blessed. And not just say it, but mean it and believe it. We got to have that in our heart. Lord, I am grateful. Every morning we should be waking up to say, thank you, Lord. I'm grateful that you gave me another day and pray that this day is better than yesterday, that I do more for you today than I did yesterday. We got to thank God every day for our blessings because he doesn't have to do it, but he does because he loves us like that. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Say, he has corrected me on many occasions, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. You know, I've told my testimony before about one spanking I got from my godfather. And that was because I was so distressed.
obedient. And he thanked me because I put my safety in jeopardy being disobedient. And God chastens us when we put our safety in jeopardy. We got to love the Lord. We got to love God as God loves us. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He wants us to be the best we can be. And when you walk off and go off your square and you just go walking willy-nilly, getting into all kind of devilment, you're going to get your behind tore up. I'm just going to say it. When God says go left and you go right, or go right and you go left, okay, you did that. I didn't. And when you, whatever you lose, it's on you, because I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to do that. And I'm going to tell you, we got to learn and discern the voice of the devil. Because he slides in. It's nice. Makes you think and listen to the voice of God. But you got to learn discernment and say, Lord, that don't even sound right. Because if I do this, this, and this, then I'm going to be in worse shape than I was before. And God said, I didn't tell you to do that. You did that. And you lost a lot with it too, didn't you? And you can only say, yes, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I thought it was you I was speaking to. But understand that you know it's God when it works for your good. That's when you know it's coming from the Lord, when it's working for your good. So keep God first and pray every time. And remember what the word for today is. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So let's keep moving, because our word is today, and it's in Matthew. And Jesus, again, God don't play and his son don't play either. For he is also I am. And he will tell you like it is, and like it is what it is. Because Jesus did not play. He does not play then. He does not play now. Don't mess around and find yourself in hell because you was playing with God and faking that you love Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, I'm just Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And you don't know the Lord at all. You're just talking because you heard sister such and such say it. So you saying it too. You know, you speaking in tongues and you saying what you heard sister such and such speaking in tongues saying. So you listen to what she said so you can repeat it. But understand that our voice to God in tongues, you speak in your language to God. I can't go and speak somebody else's language to God because that's not the language God gave me to speak. I can only speak what God has given me to speak. And when you speak in tongues, you speak in tongues. It's a language between you and God. So I can't listen to what such and such is saying, and then I'm going to go and repeat it. Because, no, that's not speaking in tongues. That's faking it. And when you try to fake it, God knows you're faking it. And it's like chalk on the spirit of those that know you are faking it. It's like your hands just going down a chalkboard. It messes with somebody's spirit when you start trying to fake speaking in tongues. If that's not your gift, don't try to do it. Because that gift God gives through the Holy Spirit. So I'm saying, you know, don't be doing stuff when you don't know what you're doing. Because you could be calling on demonic spirits. So, you know, ask God. When you start speaking with God, God knows your voice. He knows your language. He knows who you are. Don't try to copy somebody else. Well, I heard them say this, so I'm going to say that. You know, because I want to look like I want to speak in tongues. You got to speak to God about that. And it can happen when you least expect it. I tell you that. When the Holy Spirit hits and you start speaking in tongues, like I said, it does something to your spirit. And when you get to praying and you praying in concert with someone else and you both are speaking a language, you're speaking it to God because it's secret. And the enemy cannot understand what you're asking God for. Because when we just speak, sometimes the enemy, oh, okay, that's what they need. Okay, let me mess that up. All right, let me send a counterfeit. We got to be careful. And we got to speak to God in spirit. So I done preached enough. Let me get back into the word. Hallelujah. And it says this, Matthew 10, verses 1 through 20. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles were these. First Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, Zebedeus, and whose name was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, nor a bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now wherever, whatever city is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house, our city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more terrible for the land of Sodom. It will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Wonder why certain places seem like they just going through, because they didn't treat God's people right. Come on now. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And then he tells us, therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to council, scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. This word just makes me want to shout. And this is the word for the life lessons. It says, freely you have received, freely give. God blesses us so that we can bless others. He does not show us his goodness so that we can hoard it all to ourselves in heedless unconcern of the hurts of those around us. Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Jesus was under no illusions as he sent his disciples out to minister. He knew what was waiting for them, and he knows what is waiting for us. Still, he sends us to represent him under the protection of his Father. And I just say to you this morning, wherever you go, understand that the Lord God is with you. In Jesus' name, he is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. But you got to be wise as those serpents. But you got to be harmless as doves. You can't go out, well, I'm a Christian and I'm a this and I'm a that, and browbeat people to Christianity and guilt people to Christianity. The love of God and the belief in the way, the truth, and the life, which is Christ Jesus, has got to come from an individual heart. A person has to choose life themselves. We can't beat our children to being saved. You can't do it, because what you will do is make them hate God. You can't force anybody to seek salvation. It's a choice that we individually make. So when you're speaking on the word, you got to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. And when you are wise as a serpent, you know what to say and when to say it. And you have to be harmless as a dove by not making someone feel less than, because they don't believe what you believe. They don't go to church where you go to church. They don't do what you do. We got to let people get to Christ. We got to tell them the word. We got to speak the word. But we cannot browbeat someone with the word, because the word is what it is. It's what God has given us to teach, to preach, and to go out and tell people about Jesus and how good he is. And I tell you this, when they see you, they see God in you. If you walk around with a big old frown and a hot mess all the time, but then want to tell somebody about Jesus, they're looking at you like, excuse me. You know, because you're fasting, but you got to make sure that you got bags under your eyes and, you know, your hair is not quite right because you're fasting and you just, oh, no. What did the word tell us about that? You got your reward because you want everybody to see, look how holy you are. When you fast, you clean yourself up. You look your best. You feel your best because God is in charge of it. I thank God. I thank God for his word today. We got to be careful. We can't have them deceiving lying spirits. Yes, Jacob was blessed, but he deceived to get it. He deceived to get it. And that's why he and his descendants have gone through so much, because he deceived to get the blessing. We can't deceive to get our blessings. But then he turned around but gave a tenth to God. You know, we all have them. We have those Jacob spirits. We have all these spirits that are trying to take control. You got to stop and say, Lord Jesus, let your spirit, Father God, let your Holy Spirit fill me up from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, so there is no room for the enemy to try to come in. That's what we should pray every day. Lord, let your spirit fill me up from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, so there is no room for the enemy to come in. We got to ask God to be in charge of our life, of our hopes, of our dreams. Because we are children of the Most High God. If there is anyone that would like to speak this morning, dial 213-943-3597 and push the number 1 and your line will be open. If there is anyone that is on that would like to speak, push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. So for those that are listening on social media, thank you. I appreciate you, and I ask God to watch over you and bless you. We have one thing before we get out of here, and that is a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning, from Carolyn's gift. And the word for this morning is this: good morning. Whatever you put first decides what happens here on out. Make God's presence your priority. Have a transformed word. Whatever you put first decides what happens here on out. And I thank you all for listening in, because this morning you are putting God first before you even get out the house. If you are listening to this blog, as you are traveling, as you are working out, whatever you're doing, as you listen to this blog, you are putting God first by getting his word in you before you leave your home. I tell you, there is nothing in this world like getting the word of God the first thing in the morning. You feel good all day because that word will get back in your spirit, wise as a serpent. wise as serpent, harmless as a dove. We got to be wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. Or as the word tells us, we got to be, therefore be as wise as serpents, plural, and harmless as doves, plural. We got to know who we belong to. Keep trusting God, family, and know that he is in charge of our life. You know, we got to get closer to him. We got to speak life over ourselves. We got to speak life over our children. And remember that the power of life, of death and life, is in this little membrane behind your teeth called a tongue. So sometimes you need to keep it behind your teeth and keep your mouth closed. We got to do that because we don't want to hurt anybody and cause somebody to stumble because of something we say. Speak life. I love you to life because I know that my Father to life. Have a blessed day, family. That's all I got. And nobody is calling to tune in or say anything. So we are out this morning a little early, but it's all right. I tell you today, have a blessed and wonderful day. Know that God is with you wherever you go. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be with you, even to the end of days. Be blessed. Be covered in the blood of Jesus. And know that this word, let it, this word permeate your heart, your mind, and your spirit as you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and again fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that the enemy has no place to go within you. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. And I say to you, as we say every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord. Let your little light shine so those that see you see the Lord God that is in you through the Holy Spirit. And they feel the presence of Christ Jesus all over you when they speak with you. Your light is shining. Let's not hide it under a bushel today. Let your light shine in this cloudy day, in this possibly snowy day. Let your light shine. Be nice, be kind, be loving. Use those fruits of the Spirit and be a blessed. And it is, as we say on Moving Forward, it's a wrap. Because we are always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each and every one of you. Be blessed. Thank you, prayer warriors. Thank you, family. Thank you, God, for this awesome and wonderful word. In Jesus' name, I pray over all that the Holy Spirit reign and abide in each and every one of you this day and always. Amen. Be blessed. It's a wrap.